It was the start of the evening peak and commuters were heading home, some crossing an intersection they would have crossed 100 times before when the events unfolded. Within 15 minutes, ambulances flooded the area, taking 19 people, including a young girl with a head injury, to hospital. This man witnessed the crash.
Just like hear this big, like sound like an explosion, screaming. I sprinted down seconds after the crash, and just bodies just like everywhere.
An off-duty police officer arrested a 32-year-old driver of the white SUV, an Australian citizen of Afghan descent. Police say he's known to them and has a history of drug use and mental health issues. A 24-year-old man seen filming the aftermath was also arrested and found to be carrying knives in his bag. While he remains in custody, police do not believe he's linked to the incident. Police say what unfolded was deliberate, but there's no evidence to suggest a connection with terrorism. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has condemned what happened.
It is a source of pride, I think, for all of us to think that strangers came to the aid of people they had never met before, that our police, our firefighters, our ambulance paramedics were there in good time and did their job, and I think it's important that we acknowledge that all Victorians are proud of them.
Mr. Andrews praised bystanders and the first responders.
What occurred on Flinders Street was an act of evil and an act of cowardice. At a time of the year when so many families are celebrating the end of the year, doing their Christmas shopping, making plans for what ought to be a festive season, we have seen an horrific act perpetrated against innocent bystanders.
Acting Victoria Police Chief Shane Patton says there will be an increased police presence over the next week, but authorities are confident it was an isolated incident.
We're going to have hundreds more police who will be out and about. Obviously, there's cricket game going on. It's a festive season. We have the carols. We have the Boxing Day test. We have no increased threat for any of those events. Let's be clear, there is no increased threat.